keg of beer.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
It's butt cold out here, and I'm fresh out of beer. I'm back! You can rally!
Woo! That's cute. I remember when I had my first beer.
You fellas been doing a bit of boozing, have you? Sucking back on Grandpa's old cough medicine?
Why do you want that beer so bad?
Because he's thirsty, dummy.
Not to indulge in any alcohol, drugs, sex after 12, or any other illegal activity.
I had a beer with the old biker man at the end of the street, and he let me touch his old lady's titty.
Good man. You set him up, and I'll knock him back, Lloyd. One by one.
Pack your ass, my good man. Time to kick back, drink some beers, and smoke some weed.
When I was your age, my dad shared a beer with me, and I thought it was not the best thing in the world.
And just like the movies, we play out our last scene. You won't cry, I won't scream.
Hey, everybody, it's The Voice, and I'm back on the couch for the first episode of Drunk at the Movies of 2018. Welcome to the new year, bitches. We got 52 fucking movies for you to watch this year with us. Same shit, different year. Nothing is going to change. We're still just going to drink beer and watch movies that you're probably familiar with and hopefully make you laugh while we do it. And as I've been saying for the past month, which I've been really fortunate to be able to say, Drunk at the Movies is brought to you by Iron Spike Brewing in Galesburg, Illinois. They've got a fantastic brewery to go check out. The food is great. Go there. It's the winter time. There's not a whole lot going on, but you can probably hop on 74 and get up there to Galesburg, have a meal, drink a flight, get a growler or a howler to take home, and buy some bombers and some cans. And you can buy cans like this one. This is the Midnight Express. We got some oatmeal, because why not? It's a winter food, right?
Yeah.
It's a oatmeal cream stout, whatever. So we're gonna drink a little there in my glass, and we're gonna share it, and we're gonna watch a movie that hopefully somebody has shared with you. It is the definition of a cult classic. And recently, it's been getting a lot more exposure thanks to a movie called The Disaster Artist, starring James Franco. And it is all about the making of this movie, which is called The Room. And I'm sure you can do a little bit of research. We'll talk about a lot of nonsense during this movie, but hopefully you're aware of it, track down a copy, but hit play to watch along with us in 3, 2, 1. All right, so I'm going to turn the sound down because I forgot to do that ahead of time. We've got some really nice graphics here for his production company. So the first question you have to ask with this movie, how the hell did you guys find out about it?
I found out about it.
Let me introduce you first. Well, I forgot to do that, of course. So I'm joined by a returning guest, second time on the couch for Drunk at the Movies, Mr. Kyle.
Howdy.
You were here for Burnt a month ago, and now we're back for The Room. And you brought your lovely better half with you.
I certainly did.
Tori, welcome.
Hi.
And Freckles, of course, is sitting in the recliner in her normal spot. And this is the first time she's ever seen this movie. So it's going to be something.
You're going to love it.
Can't so wait. Bad.
But, when I mentioned the creation of Drunk at the Movies, I put word out for like, hey, what are some movies people want to watch? What episodes would you like to do? And you guys were very adamant about doing this movie. And this was, months ago. And I put you down. I'm like, we will do this one for sure. And then the timing seemed right with the film that came out recently. We're recording this in December, because, I mean, it's like January 3rd, so we got to record it a little early. And, yeah, I still have yet to see The Disaster Artist. It didn't hit our area until this week, and I didn't have time to see it because it came out last night, and I saw Star Wars instead. Mm-hmm. So, I will see it this week. It looked like we were in the credits of Full House there for a second.
I know. That's the best.
So, written by Tommy Wiseau. Is it Wiseau or Wiseau?
I thought it was Wiseau.
Wiseau?
However the hell you
whatever.
Want to
say it. But he produced, directed, wrote. Why not just put it all in one thing?
I'm actually surprised he didn't do the score.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's the only thing that I can think of that he didn't take credit for.
Okay. We've got... I'm going to turn it up right off the bat, just so you can hear his accent.
Johnny, it's beautiful. Thank you. Can I try it on now?
Sure, it's yours.
It is now. He just gave her a red nighty, which will come into play much later in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Memorable scene.
That you wish you could forget.
Oh, she's...
Wow, you look so sexy, Lisa.
Wow!
As he descends... I like that they have... the spiral staircase in the living room.
And the columns, like, right on the wall.
Oh, and here's our introduction to Denny.
Oh, first, oh, hey! Yeah. Or, oh, hi, Denny.
Oh, hi, Denny.
Yeah. The creepiest laugh. Oh my god.
Don't ask a question like that.
Nice to see you, Danny. I'm going to take a nap.
This, yeah. Can I go upstairs with you? Johnny laughs at everything.
It's an adult nap.
Yes. Anything for my girl. My princess. And Denny just hangs out.
Yeah, downstairs.
And he's going to eat an apple while they fuck upstairs. And he'll just listen. So they're still debating about how much he paid for the... Oh, and there he goes.
Yeah.
Denny knows no boundaries.
Zero.
They are really comfortable with each other.
Yeah.
Little too comfortable. But this entire movie is full of weird relationships, so...
Oh.
All right, so now we have a pillow fight, and if Denny was much younger, some of it would make a little sense, but this kid's obviously like a senior in high school.
Yeah.
He's trying to get in a three-way, you know? Like, it's that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And he may have before. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know about you, but like, straight up pillow fight in bed?
Yeah.
No, I've... Never tried that foreplay technique, but I mean, I think it was about to work.
Well,
for sure,
something to keep on the back burner there if you're ever in a pinch.
Yeah,
just watch out for the face. Yeah. I don't recommend like a direct headshot. I don't think that's gonna play in your favor. So yeah, we kind of got derailed by the awesome dialogue there. But when this is your copy, by the way, you brought this over here. And this will give us something to talk about while we watch what's about to happen.
Yeah.
How did you find out about this movie?
I found out it was all through Tori. Like, as soon as we started dating, it was probably in the first month, for sure. It was
one this of his test?
Yeah, it kind of was. It was him.
It was definitely one of those moments where it's like, have you seen The Room? No. Oh my god, you haven't seen The Room?
And another, like, some of our friends were dating and, like, they hadn't seen it either. And I only found out about it because I have cousins that are huge movie geeks.
Okay.
Everything and anything. Doesn't matter the genre, how good or how bad. They love it. And so the three of us, myself and my two cousins, watched it. And so that's how I introduced it to Kyle and our friends.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's...
And
something.
It is something. What's happening right now, we got some music and
candles.
Lots of candles and see-through curtains that are draped over
gotta keep the mosquitoes out
of bed. Yes, of course. Malaria is a bitch. So we are getting our first shirtless scene.
But is this the first time we see his ass?
Yes. This is the first of several ass shots. Oh, she's seen it. It's on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
His ass.
Look at him.
Oh, and the best part of the sex scenes?
His aim?
Yeah.
Yeah. He really likes, he's really into belly buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
what
mean,
does it for him, apparently. That's,
it's a hole that most people overlook, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's saying something about his size. That the belly button works, or maybe Lisa has a very deep belly button.
Yeah,
maybe the man knows something we don't. We started with the pillow fight foreplay.
So
now he's got the now, robes. Yeah, we've been. Yeah.
He's kind of poking it out.
Yeah,
and here we go. We got
anything for his princess.
Anything for his princess. I would do anything for love, Lisa. But I won't do that.
Oh,
and it's like the weird movements. Yeah.
And like his legs are completely on. He's like straddling her.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be inside of her.
That's not how that works generally, but I mean.
Yeah. If you take your shirt off, nobody will pay attention. So, yeah. And the thing is, it goes on so long. We're at like 2.5 minutes in because you saw all the foreplay.
Yeah.
And now he's done.
Yeah.
Gasping and sighing.
Belly buttons are very satisfying.
Yeah. I found out about this movie. I believe it was through like an Entertainment Weekly article or something. It was starting to cause a buzz in California, because he had this billboard.
I read about that.
And it was just up on a road. It was just his face, and it just said, The Room.
And really?
It was like the cover.
It was when he was promoting the movie, and it was showing in, like, you know, little theaters, and some Hollywood, you know, hipsters like Seth Rogen and James Franco and, like, that crowd, they found out about this movie. And they latched onto it almost like a Rocky Horror Picture Show type thing. Yeah. And they would have parties and, like, they would go and watch this. And it just became this cult underground thing. And it propelled him a little bit into the spotlight indirectly, but obviously not for how he wanted it to be.
But we've seen interviews with him, Johnny, and I'm not sure he's aware.
No, he seems very out of touch.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So.
Oh, you gotta love the rain inside. Right next to the actual window.
And the ambiguous
he's
job.
Dressed in did you like last night? And one of the things I find the funniest is so much of the dialogue is ADR. Like, it's overdubbed, and it's horrible. Like, the lips don't match up right.
I'm fine. How are you?
Mostly with him.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to the couch.
He fucked my belly button again, Mom. I don't think Johnny understands anatomy.
Well, you've known him for over 5 years.
How long have you guys been together?
Three month.
Yeah.
Oh, you're safe for now.
Yeah. So boring.
2 good years left. And darling, you can't support yourself.
God forbid a woman have a job and earn her keep.
You did make it to 30 on your own single, but
that was a different time. We got this is one you guys brought.
Yep.
Pretty fresh, December 6th, from Sun King. This is one I have not had yet because I haven't been to Indianapolis in a while, but the Lupulin Astronaut.
Lupulin Astronaut.
Which is very, very fun. I like astronauts, especially ones with hops.
Yeah, big those giant are the best space kind. Hops.
Yeah, space hops. Yeah. Galaxy?
That would make sense. I mean, that perfect. Would make the most sense, and it would go with my Darth Vader Empire Strikes Back cup.
Oh, yeah. Good call. Oh, hi, Boba Fett.
Oh, hi.
So the conversations with the mother happen a lot, and they're always weird.
Yeah.
And she, like, every sentence practically ends with,
mm-hmm. Yeah. She reminds me, are you familiar with The Labyrinth?
Yeah. Yeah.
The Junkyard Lady.
Oh.
She's like, that's pretty, right? Mm-hmm. You like that? That's just kind of the vibe I got. Yeah. From her. I don't think it's intentional. That's obviously not...
I don't think a character choice
she was going for.
I love that classic spoons? Thing in the movies.
Yep. Yeah, just the a picture of a spoon in a frame.
Oh, is that where that part comes from?
Yeah.
So we did come prepared. We didn't know how culty we were getting tonight. Tori knew. I had no idea that, like, you know, Rocky Horror people...
Yeah.
People I've been to a midnight showing for that.
I've dressed up cool. at Rocky well, Horror as well. It is an entertaining time, to say the least.
Well, Tori said...
I wasn't Frankenfurter.
Oh, damn it. Obviously, they bring a football because yeah. of the famous alley scene.
There is.
And then she said that they bring spoons and throw spoons. Is it just because of that picture yeah. of a spoon?
Because they have, like... I was reading way too much trivia on this, and they, like...
That's good, because we do fun facts. So anytime there's a fun fact, you just shout it out, because I'll admit, I was really busy at work today, and that's usually when I do some of my deep research, and I wasn't able to do it. So uh-huh. I appreciate you picking up the slack.
Well, you're welcome. I did my research at work as well.
Awesome.
I worked.
Lame. No, but, like, the whole living room set in their house was just the storefront in a thrift shop.
Oh.
Like, they just bought stuff, and the pictures kind of came with it. We'll take
it all. We make movie.
Oh, no, it's Mark.
The dreaded Mark.
Johnny's best friend. Of course he's the one. That little Fredo.
Did she say oh hi to him? No, but she's doing something.
Yep.
What is going on? I don't like the way that she's looking at him and he's looking at her. She must not be... Oh, wine is being poured.
In the daytime, how risque.
Yeah, well, I'm going to pour something else. Not wine. We'll stick with Sun King.
Right on.
So when the lights go out, which is... She's getting hot. Yeah. She's
drink
wanting
some
to
wine
turn
the lights out. While I uncheese.
Do you mind? And then Denny pops out from behind the couch. So this is a coffee porter.
It doesn't bother you that I haven't showered since I boned your best friend, right?
It's okay. I wiped it off my stomach. just stay above the midsection.
Trust me. What's going on here?
You know Mark.
Yeah, Mark, come on. You're not that naive. She's now sitting on his lap.
All right, she really, what is going on?
Oh, I like you very much, lover boy. He's working for the weekend.
Yeah.
What's the matter? Don't you like me? I'm your girl.
Oh, that's the thing, though. She's not. That's the first time he says it. Married next month.
Wow, she kind of waited a while to realize he's boring.
Now, do you think this movie is rooted in reality? That Tommy was a normal guy at one time.
I don't think he ever was.
And then he met Lisa, quotation.
His own Lisa?
Fingers. And then she... cheated on him with his best friend and it shattered his world, and he's like, there aren't enough movies about infidelity.
Oh,
yeah. So what we need is we need that, but yeah, with a lot of weird dialogue and butt shots of me.
Yeah.
And this is...
He was actually born in America?
Supposedly.
No. In this scenario, he was.
Oh,
the way
yes.
Asa broke his heart,
yeah.
Something clicked in his brain.
That gave him that accent.
He's a shattered man. So what I'm trying to say, people, is don't cheat, because you could accidentally turn your significant other into a freak show.
Yeah. Unless you love Tommy Wiseau, then cheat him.
In which case... I think he's got other things in the works, so, I mean...
I'm sure you're...
Oh, yeah, we saw that he's doing some...
Now's the time for him to put himself out there, for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
He's doing some sitcom through Hulu
where
he's
so
like a
sad.
Landlord of an apartment.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Now they're they're on the stairs.
Sexy
this is straight out of
stairs.
A porn. They
Even
better be
sexier with a spiral staircase.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
They should be careful, though, because I think those stairs are open back stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't have proper traction, I think Mark's foot could potentially slide through the stairs. Like, if he gets a little too vigorous or excited, you're looking at a torn ACL.
That is true.
And then you can't play football.
That'll end your career, man.
You know? We were watching, How I Met Your Mother, and Marshall had to wear socks in bed because he needed the...
To get the traction.
Yes, that was a great part.
So, it's a thing. And you're on a spiral staircase.
Yeah.
Living life on the edge. Now, where's his aim? Elbow? Who does these songs? Can you buy the soundtrack?
I hope so.
That is one thing we didn't look at.
Butt shot? No, it's not Tommy's butt.
Greg Cesarone.
Baby,
that
baby,
was the
baby,
one rule
baby.
In his contract. I will not show my butt.
Oh.
Oh, man.
She's going to slip a finger in. The lyrics of this song are very repetitive, much like the
much
dialogue,
like the
of,
dialogue
the
of the movie.
It all fits.
Yeah.
And again, this is going on a lot of kissing and making out.
Yeah, super into the whole like
five play.
Yeah. Yes.
It's foreplay plus one.
Plus one.
You are my rose.
Oh, I forgot. This is
Brianna.
A great
this is
song.
On our mix, right? If not, it is now.
It's available to get the songs, but I don't think it's actually like on a...
It's not a physical... Oh,
but if you
that
just
was,
Google it,
yeah,
song by song.
That was hot.
Yeah.
My shirt's back on. Why?
Two.
Yeah.
Oh, that is something else. That's
drinking
do.
Game, which...
Yeah.
That's not the Every Ohio, you got to take a drink.
That would be dangerous, man.
I don't know that we have enough alcohol for that.
Every time's my best friend.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. We can't do this
anymore. Well, once you did it once, you're already a piece of shit.
That's true.
I know. He's your best friend.
Hey, this
will
be our secret.
Oh.
Oh, no, it will.
Did you get any of that one there?
Not yet.
Dig in. What you waiting for?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, babe, there's a little bit of this one left, so you can try it.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my favorite scene.
This is great.
We're turning the volume way up on this one.
It's like
30 seconds.
We waited until he got home today, and Maximo barked when he got home so that he could say...
Hi. Can I help you?
Yeah, can I have a dozen red roses, please?
Oh, hi, Johnny. I didn't know it was you.
Who else would it be?
That's me.
That's me.
How much is it?
It'll be $18.
Keep the change.
Hi, doggy.
Hi, doggy.
You're my favorite customer.
Functioning shop. They shot in.
Yeah.
Tommy Wiseau didn't know the dog was an actual dog. He had to ask about it. That was seriously? In the trivia.
He thought pugs are made up creatures.
It sat so still he thought it was a fake dog.
Oh, hi, doggy.
Oh, hi, doggy.
That's great. Now, what do you think of the food orders you just made?
Canadian bacon with artichoke and pesto, right?
Yeah.
Pass. That's how you know she's not a good woman. That pizza order is horrible.
Yeah.
What's
wrong with the classics?
Now she's going to fuck Denny.
A minor.
Do you want something to drink?
Denny's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me vodka and cranberry. It just seems like something he would drink.
Probably.
Like, that's what adults drink.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. He's a creepy little kid. Johnny's gonna be running.
You can wait. I can hide under your skirt to do it. Okay. So that's a no on the kiss? Just check in. Has anybody done like follow up with the other people?
I think that there was like a spoofed, like, where are they now video for all the actors. Mm. Oh, that's not the room
no,
he bought at the shop.
Not at all.
Did you get your promotion?
Nah.
First we're hearing of the promotion.
You're right. You know what? If he was wearing his pants with the zipper knees, I bet he would have got it.
Yes.
Free months. He's said it. He's setting. They betrayed him.
And I am the fool.
No, you don't, liar.
I thought he worked at a bank.
Hey.
Do you want me to order a pizza?
Is he competing
she
against
already
a computer?
Ordered a pizza.
I already ordered a pizza.
Oh. You think about everything.
What's the matter? You alright? It's just a lousy promotion. You know what you need?
A promotion?
You need a drink? He doesn't drink. She knows what she's doing here.
Maybe that's why she thinks he's
check
boring.
This out.
Because he's going to get drunk.
Brings out brown alcohol.
Mm, yeah, apple juice.
With a bottle of vodka.
Oh.
I make you appletini.
Like,
oh, with the pesto pizza.
And there's no pesto on that pizza.
And that pizza got there incredibly mm-hmm. fast. She goes,
so
you
fast.
Need a drink.
And or she makes really and, slow drinks.
And Denny came and brought the pizza, apparently. It's not even an IPA. That's what you say to me every
that's
night.
That's actually
it is. Yeah, it works.
I hear it a lot.
And here I am hosting a podcast. You said F word.
Oh.
Oh, they drank the whole bottle.
She's silly.
Rambo.
Yeah, because yeah. she's wearing his
she's
tie.
She's got his
as
tie.
A headband.
They're wacky.
So drunk.
Oh, he's spilling.
Goodness.
He's not even finishing.
That's a bitch chug right there.
Oh. You have
that sounds like me going to bed. I'm tired, I'm wasted, I love you. Darling.
He's doing like rock star poses, kinda.
Yeah.
Like he's trying to be Jim Morrison.
Yeah, he's very like squirmy wormy.
I have a real problem with this, okay? Why don't women in movies give a shit about men's buttons?
I don't know. That's just like...
Your restaurants are expensive.
They are. Okay. And you only get
and in this economy, I mean,
you only get one replacement button, not six.
Yeah.
And here we go. The same love scene, it's going to be recycled.
They actually did recycle it because...
They just show it backwards. Instead, he's like pulling out of her belly button.
Because after filming an entire day of this shit...
Why would you want to do it again?
Exactly. Yeah. She did. Seriously? Because she said that she did not want to do another love scene because he wanted to put in a second love scene after they shot the first one. She said no. And they had shot like 10 minutes worth of video. So they used the stuff that they didn't use in the first shot.
Like, yeah, you got it. Like... Here's the nipple. Here's your butt.
Here's me fucking your belly button.
Exactly. Like, he's so boring. That's all he does. Same grinding.
Oh God, that poor girl.
Ooh, this is a good jam though. Can you grab that bottle opener over there? Made
solemn oath.
Yeah,
very
solemn
nice.
Oath.
Nice.
This was a freebie. We found it was found.
Hey, I don't think the bartenders at Solemn Oath will miss it. It's fine.
No, it wasn't even at Solemn Oath. It was. Oh,
did somebody leave it after the bottle share?
Where was JT Williams?
Yeah. Walker's.
JT Walker's, yeah.
Oh, sweet.
In the bathroom.
Nice.
You're like, well, not now.
That's what she said.
Oh, wait, this is a great part.
Oh, yes.
Lisa's talking with her mom again.
Hmm.
Apparently they have daily coffee dates or something.
Well, you know, she can't get a job or anything. It's now time for Aldi beer. Wild Range.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, that comes later. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Let me casually mention this while I'm bitching about my brother and the house.
But I'm still pissed.
So Rihanna at work today, like, my drawer was short $20. It's okay. Like, it's not a big deal. Also, one of my testicles is gone.
Oh, really? It's okay. Everything will work out fine.
I've heard of these things called nudicles. You won't even notice.
It's definitely gone.
I have no idea what happened.
I hear they're curing thousands of people every day.
So, it's like the way you got this. Some guy walked into the bathroom after you.
There was
that's mine.
Yeah. Oh, hi, Ball. Yeah.
What does she do as
Why does she have a client? Yeah. She's just at home.
Oh, she's a hooker.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, good luck with that breast cancer.
Yeah, right? So, moms. Yeah, sorry about that.
Back to me, please. Anyway. Johnny's birthday party.
So, yeah. This Aldi IPA is not good.
Ooh. No. These are the weirdos.
The friends.
Yes. Unquote. The friends. There's no character development.
No. Just random people that walked in
there. This is the first time we see them. They're carrying books.
Awkwardly, too, by the way.
Like they've never seen a... Oh, and...
She has a book. He has a box
of chocolates.
Okay. Oh.
Because life is like a box of chocolates.
Let's go over to Johnny so I can feed you chocolate.
Yeah, and not read this book. And we can Lady and the Tramp...
That seems gross.
A Whitman gross. Sampler.
Like, ew.
Like, yeah. And they're always full of goo.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean.
I do.
Like, enjoy your piece. Yeah. Let me get my own piece. Yes.
What's great, though. Now neck chocolate.
Yeah. Because it's.
Oh, she's loving like that neck chocolate.
Neck chocolate.
Yeah.
The face he makes a little bit from now does make for a great gift. Yeah, this is.
The face he's making now.
Yeah. Arms up.
That one.
Yeah. There's a gif of this goofy face, and you can share it on Facebook for reactions and whatnot.
Ew.
It's just so bizarre. Yeah.
looks like he's yawning while he's getting head.
Excuse me, like... That seems like the face you would make in the morning when you're still half asleep and you have to go pee.
You're waking up and...
like,
oh! So what, they're in college?
Yeah.
This is Michelle's boyfriend, Mike. Mike, this is my mother.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Uh-huh. And again, what does that serve?
Nothing.
Nothing.
That was it?
That was it.
More sex appeal for the movie, yeah. Man. That's not nothing.
Hey, Denny.
Oh.
She's the voice of reason here.
Central Station. I just need to borrow some sugar.
Help yourself, Denny.
I also need a cup of flour and half a stick of butter.
Doesn't your home have a kitchen?
I'll come back later.
Okay, what's Denny making?
Kyle.
Flour, cookies? Sugar, and a butter.
He's going to make cookies.
He's making up excuses to stare at Lisa.
Oh, the backstory. Paying for it until he graduates from school. But he's so boring.
Even though he doesn't say it much, he's like a father figure to him. I told you, Mom, Johnny is very caring about the people in his life. And he gave Denny his own set of keys to our place.
And I'm like the hot stepmom that he wants to bone.
Don't hurt Johnny. Now, if you really don't love him, so be it. But you should tell him.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
By the way, how are your boobs, Mom?
My best friend.
Look, I don't want to talk about it.
You know I worry about you. I have to go home.
Okay, Mom.
Good talk. Bye bye, mouth words. So, Brianna, we're like closing the door on the first act. Thoughts?
I don't know. With this.
This is the first rooftop scene here. Denny's into some shit.
Denny's on the roof, just holding the basketball.
Holding the basketball on the roof.
As you do.
Yeah. Is there a hoop?
No.
But when they play football later, that doesn't make sense either.
Yeah, sure.
Oh snap.
What did you do, Denny?
Where's my money?
I don't have any money.
Where's my money, Denny? Don't,
what's 5 minutes gonna do for you?
Don't waste my motherfucking time, Denny. Does Marcellus Wallace look like a bitch? Oh, and then they show
back up.
Yep. She had to leave.
Let's take him to the police. Let's
take him to police.
What did that man want from you?
Money?
Student loans. They're from Sally Mae.
American dollars.
They're very aggressive now.
I'm 2 months late. Pokemon cards. I bought a marijuana off of him.
Because I took them all.
Them. I ate all the cocaines. Oh. She's really emoting here.
Yeah, she's selling it hard.
Because I want to meet a man like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, Denny's like... That's the closest to boob he's...
Yeah, ever gonna this, go. Yeah, sink this, the head low, but...
That guy with the gun is his friend. Yeah. This is all a ploy.
He's like, that's why I bought the drugs.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Mark. Wait.
Is he?
You're like his father, but we're your friends. Let's go downstairs.
I miss you.
Oh.
I just saw you. What are you talking about? God. Thinking about your strong hands around my body. It excites me so much.
Sounds like it. Yeah.
Is Johnny there? He's my best friend.
He's... We already established that. There is some caring going on. Oh, she probably wants no part of that.
Okay.
We have four... Oh. Here.
Oh.
It's bullshit. I did not hit her.
I did not.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Yes!
That's the greatest part of the whole movie, I think.
What?
I did not hit her.
No, it's not.
Oh, hi, Mark.
What's new with you? Well, I'm just sitting up here thinking, you know?
Well, of course. That's what you do on the roof.
Does he live in that building?
You think girls like to cheat like guys do? What makes you say that? I don't know. I'm just...
No guys like to cheat in the first place, by the way.
I don't have to worry about that, because he's as loyal to me. Yeah, man, you never know.
Oh, he's trying to tell you. He's trying to tell you, Johnny.
Lay it down real subtle-like.
A dozen guys. One of them found out about it, beat her up so bad she ended up in a hospital on Guerrero Street.
Abuse is funny.
You is my best friend, and I love Lisa so much. Yeah, man. Yeah, you are very lucky. Well, maybe you should have a girl, Mark. Yeah.
Or maybe I should have a guy.
Maybe I should have your girl.
I don't know yet. Well, what happened? Remember Betty? That's her name? Betty?
Betty?
Yeah. Remember Betty?
That is a girl's name.
You know, but why'd he come up saying that?
She wasn't any good in bed.
That's too bad. My Lisa's great when I can get it.
Oh,
man, I just can't figure women out. Sometimes
Yeah, okay.
Sometimes it's flat out stupid.
They're humans.
Other times they're just...
It's stupid. Crazy.
It seems to me like you're an expert, Mark. No, definitely not an expert, Johnny. What's bothering you, Mark?
His pants. That's what's bothering me.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, sometimes you just, you want to wear pants, but then you want to wear shorts, like, half a second later.
With your blazer?
Yeah.
Your t-shirt?
Seems to be super relaxed.
Fuck off, Denny!
Hey, Johnny. Oh, hi, Denny. What's wrong with Mark? He's cranky today. We're in trouble, I guess. What's new with you?
Not much. Still going to the movie tonight?
Well, sure we are.
Denny Drugs? Click's tongue was on the captions. What's in his pocket? Those cargo pants. There's something in there.
Dun dun dun.
She looks great in her dress.
It excites me what you say, Denny, because I am man and that is my princess. In the belly button. Voice of Reason.
Wisdom of Tommy Wiseau.
As a friend. That you want to kiss your mom? Yeah, his mouth goes, you know about Elizabeth, huh? I wonder how many takes he had to do in the vocal booth or whatever that they...
I'm going to have kids with her. That's what he said.
Oh, see, I told you. The guy was there for the student loans. He just thanked him for paying the tuition. Let's go eat, huh?
You raised a really good point, though. He just comes up saying, I didn't hit her.
Yeah.
We don't even remember why.
Yeah.
I saw the highlights, and I thought, like, someone accused him of hitting Lisa.
Right.
Yeah,
and he just came up and said, I did not hit her. And
it's bullshit. I did not.
I did not.
Like, nothing happened from there. I thought...
He got drunk last night, and he hit her. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Dun,
dun, dun.
So how does he know that she already told her friend that happened afterwards?
It's your fault because he wasn't a drinker and you got him all fucked up on the vodka.
You know what?
The scotch key.
What? Yeah. That's what that does.
Yeah.
I drink Fireball and I dance on picnic tables and wake up with bruises. Not Johnny. You want to hand me your cup? Oh, I fill it up with beer from my princess.
That's terrifying.
Oh, Mark does live in the building.
Oh.
It makes a lot more sense why he's chilling out on their roof.
I did not drink at all. I did not.
Gosh.
I kind of go Borat a little bit.
Yeah, you do.
We're now drinking alternative tracks from Microphone. Up in Elk Grove Village. I literally just picked this beer up a couple hours ago.
Nice.
Double dry hopped IPA with Citra and Vic Secret hops. Thanks to Brian, Mr. Wysocki, for bringing this back for me.
Smells absolutely phenomenal.
That's you.
I will be.
There were a bunch of nerds at the event.
Yeah. You some people gonna die? That's a Star Wars reference.
Yeah, that's a little Jar Jar.
It's not my paper, is not. Uh-oh.
That's
here he comes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Hello, Michelle. I heard you.
That's such
can't
a weird...
see you
yeah,
in front of
like,
me.
Yeah, like, obviously.
With my eyes.
Did you get it?
Weird. Also, that's a weird sofa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Spoons.
It seems like a.
A part of a sectional or something?
Yeah. Or like a swinger type thing. Like, hey, let's all sit on this, like, kind of couch bed thing.
Yeah.
And we'll play with spoons. Girl talk. Are you on your period?
She literally just told him that.
Just.
He doesn't listen well.
I'm your future husband.
Yep. That's another one that gets
sure about that?
Future husband, future
yes.
wife.
Best friend.
Don't talk like that. What do you mean?
What do you think? Women change their minds all the time.
That's bullshit.
I don't want to talk about it.
God, this beer is great.
Yeah.
Go to bed at like 4 in the afternoon.
Oh, he just... He put hands on her. Uh-oh, here we go.
Why, Lisa, please talk to
the one,
me.
The one line everybody knows
you're part of my life.
Is coming up.
Yeah.
I could not go on without you, Lisa.
You're scaring me.
You're lying. I nearly hit you. You are tearing me apart, Lisa.
Yes. Why are you so hysterical?
Do you understand?
Oh, sit down, Lisa. I tried to talk to you.
Like whack-a-mole.
Yeah.
She keeps popping up. He keeps pushing her down.
But never hit her.
No.
Don't worry about it.
I didn't hit her.
You drive me crazy.
Huh? Huh? Like no one cares.
I still love you. Good night, Lisa.
So he's very codependent.
Yeah. Definitely an unhealthy relationship.
Just a bit. Well. Just a bit. And we have, was that Alcatraz in the background there?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, and apparently you can see that these are fake windows.
Oh, really?
They're, like, cut out of paper because apparently they're not, like, totally flat. They have, like, a wave to them.
Hmm. Is this where he goes me underwears? He should be in a pop punk band.
Yeah.
Seriously. Right.
I get out. And then about halfway down the stairs, I realize that I have misplaced. I've forgotten something. Mm-hmm. My underwear. So, so I come back to
I
get
think
it.
If there was a pop band from this movie,
yeah.
Boys in the Alley.
My pocket and out. Well, Claudette, she saw it sticking out in my pocket. She pulls it out. She's showing everybody me underwears.
Yeah, me underwears.
Me stop boning in that your friend's apartment.
Life. That's life. Sometimes that's life. People see
old
your underwear.
With breast cancer pull out your.
To, I gotta go see Michelle to make out with her.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I said. That's how guys talk.
Yeah.
Also, play football.
Oftentimes you play. You toss around the pigskin when you're.
You know what? I've shown up to birthday parties with Brianna's family, and we've tossed around a football quite a bit. But it looks a lot better than this.
Yeah.
Because we're throwing spirals
overhand. Are you saying you're better looking than Tommy Wiseau?
Whoa, sir.
Because that is arrogant, my friend.
I'm not saying that.
Okay.
I'm just saying, handoff was very aggressive there. Right into the garbage cans.
Just like in Chef. Just last
it
time
all ties together.
Take me back to Claudette, or whatever her name is. Michelle. Colleen? Michelle, so they can make out.
Yeah.
You faked an injury to get out of football.
Wow.
So Tommy, Johnny, now is displaying the gun show.
Yeah.
Sun's out, guns out. Very pale guns, but, I mean, we saw his ass, so they at least match, I guess. Soon to be husband.
Yeah. Future husband.
Where's her dad?
Sore subject.
Oh yeah, now she's back to. She had sex with someone else. And he's listening.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
That's true. Why bring it up? You want attention, Lisa. What the hell does that mean?
That's quite a threat right there.
You like?
You think I'm tired now? I'm gonna be falling asleep.
Didn't they just come in?
Yes.
Yeah, they did.
This. It,
where are their doors?
I don't believe it. I showed them.
I love that he's more upset about what they said than the fact that Lisa slept with someone else.
I'm going to record it all.
I love the fact that he has the forethought that he's like, yeah, she's going to admit to this over the phone.
Right.
That's how she's going to do it.
I'm going to hide this cassette recorder here.
Underneath the sheets that we cover all of our furniture.
High tech bugging here.
Yeah.
And where did he pull that out of? Like, he literally just came down the stairs.
Well, I mean, he'd been recording things prior and just forgot to take it.
Yeah, I mean, ever since she lied about her or him hitting her.
Oh, I have a tape in my pocket. Always is Moody Blues, but I'll tape over.
Like, what do you do for that bank?
And why do we? Oh, he's smiling. I think. His facial expressions are really fucked up.
What's happening with his face?
You know what I honestly think? Like, He, just with his facial shape, he would have made a great Joker.
Oh, totally.
Oh.
Who's this dude?
It's his lawyer or whatever.
Peter. Yeah.
Oh, a lot of water. What's the problem? They never say what they mean, and they always play games. Okay. What do you mean? This guy's the star of the, the Songify This, the Room video. Which, if you, I'm pretty sure you've watched, I shared a couple videos last week. There's a fantastic one where they took lines from this movie and turned them into a song a la Prince style.
Amazing.
It was phenomenal.
It's very good, I believe.
And it actually, like, is kind of like the story arc of a Prince song.
It tells,
yes.
Yeah.
they break it down pretty good, and it was put out by Super Deluxe, which is like a online blog or something, but they put it out as a free download and as a special treat, because I have listened to it so many times in the past week, and I've been singing it around the house, and Brianna is super annoyed with me because of it. I'm going to put it at the end of this episode as a bonus. So listen to this episode, and then you will be treated to The Room as a Prince song. And then I also encourage you, go to YouTube and look up Songify This from the Gregory Brothers, and they do a little The Room video that's pretty funny. Oh, hi, Mark. Oh, hey, Johnny. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Peter.
You know, I do not understand.
Women, man. Women just confuse me. I have a girl. She's married. I mean, she's very attractive. Just, it's driving me crazy.
Why didn't you mention this before? I mean, is there anyone I know?
You don't know her.
Can I meet her?
Yeah. So. She sounds pretty.
It's an awkward situation.
You mean she's too old? Or do you think I would take her away from you?
No.
I have my own problems.
I don't need this bullshit.
Peter, you always play psychologist with us.
Well, that's what he looks like he's doing. Like, he's sitting in a room.
He's either there to, like, balance your checking account for you, give you legal advice, or analyze you, so...
Hmm.
Without tossing her down onto the couch.
Yes. He did not hit her, Kyle.
He did not.
He's not.
Bullshit.
You know, I'm doing really good at work. I just got this promotion, and I'm seeing this new girl. Everything's coming up. Everything's coming up, Mark. That is...
He has never seen a farm animal ever. He can't.
What chicken?
No, how about the one with the bridal gown with the sign?
Oh, yeah, can you marry me?
His mouth did not say that.
I never ate so much.
What? How are you?
The barbecue
chicken was delicious. Rice, that was cool.
That's the new phrase in our household, Wilkinson. That one, it's a winner.
And here's the thing. You have to put captions on to catch this because
it's
not said
it's
very
like
eloquently.
It's like listening to
Schwarzenegger. I would have thought he said the barbecue was chicken was good, right? That was cool. No, he just threw in rice.
Job?
Yeah, how about your wife's pussy?
Ow!
Oh!
Dun, dun.
By the way, how does your best friend not know how you met your fiance?
Right? Like...
Oh, hey, Danny.
Oh, hey, Danny. Oh, she's getting daring there with some of these comments. Denny's picking up on it.
Denny doesn't pick up on much because he's kind of dumb. But I
wish he'd stick it in me for a while.
Am I right, guys? High five. Oh, let's just sit on the floor.
Behind the chair.
And keep the front door open.
Is she crazy? A month's an enough time.
Right? Yeah, you've gone through all this. Yeah. How long did it take you to prepare for everything?
Oh, Christ.
You got engaged in December.
Kyle, sounds like you got some things you want to say. You have a platform.
I got a lot of problems with these people.
Yeah. Whoa, look at how fuzzy everything is in, the bottom of the...
Tori, you're changing the subject. Sorry. Here.
No, it took a while, because, I ordered my dress, I think, in
He's
February.
Posing for senior pictures on the roof here.
Yeah.
No, apparently...
Oh, I'm just saying. He's badass, because he's got a cigarette.
Yeah, he's denim.
Apparently, if you don't order your dress, 8 months before your wedding, you have, you're stuck wearing
whatever
something
you
off
can...
the rack.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. It's pretty nuts.
How early did you pick out your dress, Kyle?
Well, I mean, obviously, I have the perfect figure, so buying it off the rack was no problem. I'm pretty much
I saw
the
pictures.
Basis that the rack is based off of.
Yeah. All eyes were on you, for sure.
Yeah. They really were.
Glorious.
It was your day.
It was a beautiful, beautiful day. I kind of wish I didn't have to share it with Tori.
I mean...
Just, can I get a little limelight for myself here?
Why are you smoking that crap? He probably bought it off of Denny.
Lisa's already screwing up my head, man.
Yeah.
Where's Peter on their roof?
He's psychiatry trying. Because he's trying.
He is trying.
To be a psychologist.
Have you ever lived in an apartment building where,
everybody
your
hangs
entire
on the roof?
Life? Well, not only that, but, your best friend, everybody
oh,
you know.
Oh,
snap.
Now he's threatening.
It's going down.
Murder here.
This roof is dangerous as hell.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Drug dealers with guns. Now you're sorry about it, dude?
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, you almost killed me, but let's just settle down and talk.
I'm sorry, I got really upset
run away.
There. Yeah. I'll just throw furniture instead.
Now they can't sit down.
Because you told me you had a secret. It's human. It's typical human behavior.
Well, leave
when
me
you're
alone
like,
and let me
hey,
body knock this roof.
I have a secret. Oh. This is where they get the R rating. That
yeah,
and
not
the
nipples.
Ass shots and stuff. But for the language here.
This guy is like...
He needs a tie clip.
All knowing and all seeing.
Yeah.
He's a what?
A chicken noodle soup book.
Seriously.
Oh, yeah. Chicken soup for the soul?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not chicken noodle soup. Okay.
There's noodles probably. Yeah. I don't even like noodles, Lisa.
Wait, it's just chicken soup?
Chicken soup for the soul.
I've never heard of chicken.
I know, I was thinking
chicken noodle soup. Oh my god, 30 years on this planet and I just put that
noodles
together.
Are not uplifting.
What?
But, no, I understand that it's...
What makes you feel good is not the noodles. It's,
yeah,
it's just the chicken soup and the broth.
Noodles make me feel great,
noodles
okay?
Yeah.
Well, not whoever compiled that collection
of essays.
I've
never heard of...
Everybody's in suits.
We don't know why.
Right.
They just are.
They're showing up in tuxedos. Wah, wah, wee, wah.
Johnny is
really
taken with his best friend Mark.
it's a drunken lullaby's default setting. It just happens. Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Come on.
In tuxes.
We spent $200 to rent a suit for a day. Let's play football.
At least Peter hears the voice of reason.
Ask Peter. Come on, Peter. No, I don't think so.
Cheap.
I'm fine with it if your dad says it's okay.
Cheap.
And.
All right, let's go play. Nice lateral.
Is this more what it looks like with you and Brianna's family? With the actual spirals and the
passes?
Oh, Peter.
And then that's me. I'm kidding.
Looks like Daddy's tickling him or something.
Yeah, a tickle fight.
My family is a little rough to play just catch for football because they get too...
Into it. Well, they all played football.
And they'll start calling you names. Yeah, they all play college football. But
yeah, if I can't hang, I'll get called a Sally. They all play
college football?
Well, my dad played for McMurray.
Still.
And Blaine played for, what is that one called? Downtown Peoria. But it was the first couple years they had a football team, and they went to, like, a national, whatever it is at that level. He's actually right now training to walk on to an NFL team.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. But anyway, they get pretty serious about their football. That's very translucent. Cash at a cookout is
Yeah, this intense. Next one. It's really good if you like.
Here we have people ordering food that aren't in the movie.
Nope. Just to establish that you're in a coffee shop bistro place.
Oh, mint tea for Mark there.
Shave the beard too.
Oh, this is me just randomly. Like...
How's your sex life?
Yeah.
Looks like he's about to win a country Grammy.
Yeah. He should have a wallet chain though. Thank you, Susan. You're my favorite customer. Get out of shot! This is not your movie.
Oh, pretty good. We got a new client at the bank. We make a lot of money.
Yay, the bank.
Client? I cannot tell. I thought you worked in computers. Oh, come on. Why not? No, I can't.
This is how I talk.
How is your sex life?
Anytime somebody asks me about stuff at the bank, I'm like, anyway, how's your sex life?
Confidential.
Yeah. Oh, and he's gone already.
So, you want to go jogging?
Yeah, sure.
You want to go jogging?
Golden Gate Park, 6:30.
Right? Bump it.
Yeah,
all right. Okie dokie. What's that guy looking at?
I don't know.
Is that Johnny just walked by again?
Shot.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Them sheets look like somebody's had a romp. Or, well, apparently is about to.
What's going on?
But do you like me like
he's his
just
best
came all the way up that spiral staircase. So what's going on?
I like you.
Bedroom.
Mark is very oblivious to when women are coming on to him.
She was okay with shooting a couple scenes with this guy.
Right.
But
well, so far but with he a little tummy with them.
Yeah. So far he hasn't fucked her belly button. So
so far. So far.
Yeah, it's just five play between the two of them.
There's still some movie left here. Uh-oh, what's going on now?
It's awkwardly taking off
Listen,
bra.
Listen, yeah,
tonight?
I'm sorry. I'm not good at taking off bras. So women do it every day. I'll let you handle it, you know? Like
I could say
I've done
some
it like
things,
10 times in my life.
I'm a gentleman. I only need one hand. I can.
Ooh, you got skills.
Two finger snap.
See, you were one of those smart teenagers who bought a bra so you could practice at home, weren't you?
No, actually, I did not.
I did not.
One of those cool kids with the man with the bra.
Uh-oh. Yeah, she's like, bra. I'll whip him out with Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of can't blame her because, I mean...
Mark, I mean...
He doesn't look like a sociopath.
He doesn't look like the Joker minus white. You know? That's the only difference between Tommy Wiseau and Heath Ledger's Joker is just the white.
Yeah.
And also, let's see how his aim is.
Oh, it's much better.
Much better.
Like, her legs are around him. That's a good start.
they're still just kind of rubbing faces.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
And just...
They're not cats. There's, yeah, some sort of thrusting going, baby, you're the one for me. How excited do you think the people were when their music got licensed and they're like, we're gonna be in a movie.
Mom, like, we're gonna be in a film.
Our song, this guy wants to put it in his movie and it's called The Room. I don't know much about it, but I mean, this could be our big break.
But they,
and then this is what they're slow jams for Lisa and Mark.
Yeah. Well, you would know way more about the music industry than I do.
Yeah.
Is that a one-time payment, and then the movie has
Wouldn't
rights
you get,
forever?
Like,
or do you get royalties?
I think there's royalties.
So this band is shit.
Well, the
and
thing
now
is,
they're probably
this movie's
rich.
Not on TV, though. And
but every time they sell a DVD,
I have a friend and a former guest of this show, and he will be back on the couch here a week from tonight, actually.
Ooh, exciting.
My friend Denny...
Hi, Denny.
My former boss at Co-op lives in Nashville, and he's in a band called The Great Affairs. He actually was nominated...
Like the one between Lisa and Mark?
Yes, okay. It was a great affair. he was nominated for an AVN award. Now,
that's porn.
It's porn. He had a song... What? He had a song that somebody he know made a movie, and
this song's so good, like,
they licensed... And it was used in a porn movie, and he actually was nominated for Best Song in an AVN Award. I'm like, dude, are you going to the award show?
Yeah.
Like, in Vegas, it's just porn stars. And
yeah.
I can only imagine what goes on. Like, part of me would be horrified at going, but part of me would be like, but I would have to go just to... Because
you'd want to go, but you need to take like a lot of hand sanitizer.
Right, right. And he didn't end up going, did not win, but he can say, I've been nominated for an AVN award.
Oh, that's hilarious.
My God.
That is a story for the grandkids.
Something to put on your
resume.
Your resume
or your gravestone or headstone or whatever it's called.
But yeah, it...
That's baller. That's hilarious.
Man. And it wasn't like a traditional porn movie. I believe it was kind of like it involved a doll at some point. I think it was like...
Dude, just
what
stop.
The
no, it, no, it may have been like a comedy or something, but yeah, he had a song in a movie and somehow got nominated.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there you go. I have a good friend who's been nominated for a porn award.
Who?
Oh, she's just whipping them out again.
Goes from cleaning up to just...
Whoa.
Right on the couch.
I did not push her.
So way off topic and nothing to do with the movie, but have you made it over to industry yet?
Couple times.
Really?
Yeah. Good stuff. I was there for the first day for the soft open. Enjoyed the red, much like Lisa's top and dress... very red because it's scandalous.
Mm-hmm.
She's Scarlet a harlot. Liar.
She's a cheater.
But yeah, I got to see Brian, and they didn't have all the beer on yet. Oh, now she knows, and has witnessed it.
And his pants are still undone.
Oh, by the way,
me underwears.
If you're cheating on your fiance, maybe lock the deadbolt, not just the handle, you
know? Especially considering 17 and a half million people walk through your house every
day.
Right.
It's Grand Central Station.
It's worse than Grand Central Station, yeah.
So, but she seems fine with it. This is like a Mentos commercial at this point. They're all just smiling at each other and giving thumbs up. Like, yeah. You had your shirts off.
What is...
What are they doing with the...
Yeah, and a coffee table is really hard to move, right?
It really is.
You guys, I didn't want to mention it yet because there's all this beer on it, but eventually I need to move this upstairs. It's very cumbersome, and...
You couldn't hire a moving company?
I could, but why would I when I have free help arriving?
That's true.
But this coffee table needs to go. Tricky, tricky. Well, that's good. Like, I never loved him.
Suddenly, my eyes are wide open and I can see everything
With eyes wide open.
Oh, no.
I've descended into Scott Stapp mode. Somebody else will. I met him.
Why?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Was it at the ABM?
No.
Okay.
I won free tickets.
To a creature?
No, he was playing solo at the castle.
Oh,
it was even sadder. and they had...
You're not even the good one from the band!
Mark Tremonti gets that. So, the castle was doing some kind of contest because tickets weren't moving. And they were like, first person that can comment Scott Stapp's first solo album wins... free passes, and I'm at work.
For 50 people.
And I'm at work at co-op, and we had it. Like, it was traded in. It was in the racks. I just went out and looked, like, oh, yeah. So I was like, whatever. So I commented, and they're like, hey, you win a VIP pass, and you can attend the sound check and a meet and greet and two passes for the show.
Oh, do I have enough Sharpies for this?
Yeah. So I was already going to be in Bloomington, and I was like, well, fuck it, whatever, I'll go. So I went to the sound check, and it was so weird, because they did the same song five times. It was, the tour was just starting out, and they did, it was one of his newer songs, but then they also did Arms Wide Open, and he's standing there in, like, cargo shorts and, like, Crocs or flip-flops. Oh, and a backwards ball cap, and they're just singing, and he's like trying to tell the guitar player how to play the song. He's not a guitar player, so it was kind of amusing. And so after the sound check's done, and there was one point where he covered his ears with his hands to try. I don't know if he was trying to like hear something. But part of me, like, I had my phone in my hand, so like, oh man, this would be such a good meme.
Oh my
like,
god!
If I could have taken a picture of him, like even Scott Stapp doesn't want to listen to Scott Stapp. And after the sound check's over, I go out to the lobby and I'm gonna head up to Elroy's up the road just for a beer and a
that's
burger awesome. Or something. And I'm walking out and they're like, hey, you want to get a picture? And I was like. Sure.
I don't want to hurt his feelings.
Yeah, and he was so excited. Like, we have a picture, and he's got his arm around me, and he's, like, smiling. Yeah. I'm smirking
like,
in it.
This guy knew my first solo album. And this is a fan.
It's
I have a fan.
It looks
that.
More like Scott Stapp is wanting to take a picture with me.
As it should be.
And then I went to Elroy's, and I gave them my tickets, because I already had other plans that night. And I was like, put these up on your Facebook page and just
whoever
give them. Yep. Yeah, say first person that comes in wanting tickets to Scott Stapp, they can have them.
That's
so, yeah, that was the time I met Scott Stapp. And then 2 weeks later, he went batshit insane and was all over the news and stuff. And his ex-wife, like, called the FBI.
Oh, yeah. He, like, he went on a big bender or something
off
like that.
Deep
super
end.
Crazy.
But... I met him.
He was looking so forward to seeing you at the show.
I know. And then I didn't show up.
Yeah. That was you.
It was my fault.
That's what you do to people.
You
We're
ruin lives.
A trend
yeah.
What?
You ruin lives.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
I did not ruin Scott Stapp's lives. I did not.
James Franco is not getting the Golden Globe now just because we're recording this.
This movie is ridiculous. Oh, we also cracked open another Sun King. This is the Pechanga, which is their Mexican style pinata beer. Yeah.
Makes me think of Dirty Dancing.
It's just nothing, you know.
That's probably another movie that some people would like to hear us do commentary.
Don't invite me, please.
I'll do it.
I'm not a.
I would happily do it.
I mean, Steve Stark is a huge Swayze fan.
You would probably do it.
What?
Dirty Dancing.
The episode.
Nobody puts freckles in the corner. She puts herself in the corner.
Yeah, it just reminded me because it's called Pechanga, and that's the dance that freaking Neil wants Johnny to do for the end of the season.
Our new beer, this was gifted to me thanks to Rixner at the Fox. Somebody dropped this off. It's from our friends at Tangled Roots, I did a Drunken Lullabies episode with them. Surprise! It's a beer from Tangled Roots. It's a winter porter with coconut and chocolate. Warm up your winter, which we're going to do here. Yeah, 7.5%. I think it... This is going to clear your palate, that Mexican beer, so then you'll pick up all the flavor notes on this. All right, I'm blushing. Do you guys blush? Is that something we say?
Everyone blushes, don't
Yeah, but do we say that? Oh, you're making me red. You're embarrassing me. I don't say...
You're making me red.
I don't say I'm blushing. I'm blushing.
Yeah, I mean, it's understood that...
He doesn't drink.
But he doesn't drink.
I can never remember, what's the point of this party? Is like,
it's like a pre-wedding? It's his birthday.
Lure, she's been planning it ever since her mom told her she had cancer.
I thought it was like a pre-wedding party or something like that. No.
Oh, did you... It's just a lager, so it's pretty, like, very mild.
Chug it.
Chug.
We chugged some lemon juice last week here at the Wyckoff household.
Disgusting.
Jackson threw down a challenge, threw down the gauntlet. What? Was like, chug.
Yes, my 8-year-old son.
Hell yeah.
He's a fan of the show.
And, sponsor spotlight, real lemon, or whatever the brand
is. So he wanted some lemon juice because he usually sneaks some of that out of the fridge. He poured himself a pint of it. And
how much lemon juice do you guys carry?
Seriously, just solid.
Well, it's like a huge,
solid lemon juice.
It, like, as a glass.
And he made a joke, and I was like, "You gonna chug that?" And he's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Do it.
I'll show you."
And so
you're not my real dad.
So he started. And Brianna videotaped this. We have it all on video. We posted it on Facebook. So he starts drinking a little bit. And he gets what I would say a fifth of the way into the glass, and he stops.
3 ounces of lemon juice is
pretty solid. Badass.
So, and I'm like, okay, step aside, hold my beer. Like,
no.
We got this. And I took the glass. She was videotaping. I'm like, lemon juice chug. And I downed it.
Wow.
And I was like, bring on the heartburn, you know, here we go. And
your
Jackson was like,
for the next hour, like,
Jackson's like, I think I chugged more. And I'm like, you chugged longer. That doesn't mean you chugged more.
Like, the rate of the chug was very different.
He's still, the ounces to time. Basically, he thinks I'm the greatest chugger ever because I normally take a while with chugging a full pint of beer. So he's like, wow, that took a minute and a half. You chugged a lot of beer. So I think that's what happened. But so yeah, we chugged some lemon juice on a Sunday morning.
That's awesome.
And then I did a covert.
Yeah, no, yeah. The wassail chug.
The wassail chug.
I was
chug
so
at magical.
We didn't get to see your video because it was your idea.
It was my idea.
Well, I accidentally had my flash on.
Who the fuck's this guy?
When I first started taking the video.
Oh, this is the guy because Peter, the lawyer CPA accountant.
He doesn't even have a pocket with which he's supposed to put his stupid comments here. Yeah. There's no shirt pocket.
Well, he has pant pockets.
Oh.
Peter, though, quit. Oh. Like, he had another movie to film.
Yeah.
So they created a new character named Steven and put him in it. And I met that guy at a midnight showing.
As if we wouldn't notice.
Wait, for real? This is Peter?
No, that's Steven.
Peter's replacement.
But Peter's lines. Good thinking.
And I like his little gesture. Yeah. Good thinking. I'm gonna fuck your best friend. Because you did that to me. I have my arm around her. Oh,
he farted. That was one of these.
He farted
that was
right
like
there.
Luck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm amused. No.
No, I am not.
By the way, that's great for a podcast.
Right. physical humor, it translates very well.
So well.
This, but what does translate well is the flavor on this one.
Yeah. Way to go, Tangled Roots.
Yeah. Good job, Louie. Funny thing, I work at a bank. Not with Johnny, but
do
with,
they promise
with
you
my
promotions
with
for
my
three
friend
months?
Jared.
He saves them.
And Jared and Louie are old buddies from high school and stuff.
Really?
So he originally told me about Tangled Roots. He's like, yeah, my good friend is the brewer out there, and
that's
I've
badass.
Been drinking his. He'll bring beer to when we're hanging out and stuff
yeah.
that he's working on, and it's all good stuff. I was like, cool, I'll have to get in touch. And fast forward months later, we did a show.
That's awesome.
Jared got a couple shout outs on. He felt very special when he listened to it. So now you got another one, Jared.
What
are
you
talking
about?
Yeah, you pour you, and then she'll.
You pour you.
Yeah, she'll have the rest.
I'm really excited about it.
Crazy ass.
I'll probably get accidentally pregnant.
Not with him Mark's shooting
kid.
At her belly button.
Yeah. It's getting worse and worse. I feel like I'm sitting on an atomic. Do you still have to pull out if you're going at the belly button?
I don't think so. I think you can raw dog that. Raw dog that belly button. You know, if Drunk at the Movies had episode titles, I think
that would probably be
the episode title. But lucky for you, Iron Spike is just going to say Drunk at the Movies, The Room. I think that sounds funny, though. Raw dog that belly button.
Raw dog that belly button.
Brought to you by Iron
Spike. That should
Spike
be the new
Rick.
Household phrase, not rice. That was cool.
Barbecue chicken.
Rice.
That was cool.
And again, I don't think his lips said any
no,
of those
he didn't
things.
Say
any-
I think he was laughing.
That's what creeped me out the most when I first watched
his
it.
Laughter?
His laugh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is very. Because you mentioned the Joker. That doesn't work as a Joker laugh.
No, but
it's got to get darker than that. But it's such a weird laugh.
It works as like a serial killer psychopath.
Yeah, very much so.
Laugh, yeah.
Like, I'm very detached from society.
Yeah.
I have no idea how human emotions work.
I
laugh at somebody getting beaten.
Against their will.
I don't know if you...
Oh.
Which late night
Lisa
show?
Lisa looks hot tonight. That's what that guy just randomly said. Who's that guy? We don't know, but he thinks Lisa looks hot and told somebody else so.
He's the neighbor two doors down because their whole world
I want
is
to,
in this building.
I want... Everybody wants to fuck Lisa.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Don't hit his
you
best friend
not,
in the middle of his party.
You did not hit him.
What is that?
Oh, here we go. Shit is going down at the birthday party. They dropped their cake. All right.
Okay, folks, everything is fine. Fight is over. I'm sorry, Mark.
Why is his jacket sleeve rolled up so far?
I have no idea, because he was about to throw down fisticuffs, man.
But you don't roll up your shirt sleeve?
Well, why is it more rolled up than it was in the last cut?
His tie is all loosened.
Because
he's
relaxed.
Gonna
he's
up
at
those
home.
She's going to put it on her head.
Yeah.
Oh, let's talk about boob cancer with Mom over here in the corner. Uh-oh. What the fuck is going on?
What?
They're not even hiding it now.
Yeah.
They're just,
in the middle of the party, just slowly
Lisa. Lisa's been smooching with everyone. Cliff, Mel, Bony Bob, Lil Mo with a gimpy leg.
None of your business.
Cliff.
You're my future wife. What are you doing, Lisa? Alone, I just want to talk to you. Since when do you give me orders? So Lisa changed her mind
dun,
about
dun,
you.
Dun, dun, dun.
Wake up, man. What planet are you on?
Mars.
I think you should leave right now, Mark.
Don't spoil it. We were just having fun.
Oh.
Don't touch me, motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
Stop it. Stop it.
Don't touch me,
don't touch me, motherfucker. Cheap, 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 cheap.
You're gonna ruin the party.
If you keep your girl satisfied, she will come.
Oh! I kill you.
I kill you, you bastard. Kill me if you try.
If you try. You couldn't kill me if you tried.
Chip, 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 chip.
Chip. Oh, Lord.
It's not over. Everybody betrayed me. I fed up with this world.
This world.
I'm fed up with this world.
I go up my spiral staircase. Don't fuck on it. This is my birthday. Disney Store.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Hi, Mom. You're still here? So you don't have to
worry about good. Can we talk about my campaign?
Yeah. By the way, I feel I'm being very overlooked right now. Yeah. I'm starting chemo tomorrow. Yeah. I need to go wig shopping. I just think I should be alone with him. Understand, sweetheart. I'm gonna go home now. Smooches.
I gotta be at the hospital at 5:30. Mm-hmm. Don't ask me if I need a ride. I'm fine. Yeah.
I'm literally putting poison in my body for the next week. But, you know, you have your own shit. I think a lot of... That candle has not been used. That one has. She was planning on some intense...
Come out now, Johnny. She's
belly button fucking... They needed two... They need a backup candle.
In a few minutes, bitch.
Who are you calling a bitch? The woman who cheated on me.
She's not there. Ha ha. Sorry.
Well, her mother has defended him this time.
You know, I mean, what did her mother do to him?
Like, that's... Hey, are you done in the bathroom yet? In a few minutes, bitch. That's not...
God. I know.
I did not say bitch. I did not.
Like, go downstairs to make that call,
I know.
Man.
I love you, Thor. You mean your best friend?
I don't like
him. He doesn't like him anymore.
Intimately, biblically. But not your mind. It kind of sucks.
Yeah.
You can shoot your third love scene with me.
Who are you talking to?
Nobody.
We'll see about that.
I'm Star 60.
Yeah, exactly. I have call ID. And a cassette.
Boy. All Lisa's problems could have been taken care of if there was just texting back then.
I know.
Oh,
a cassette tape.
It's rewound.
Yeah, well, he's...
It didn't record anything. Like, he didn't set it up. We'll see about that. Is that Maxell?
Apparently it's already been edited and spliced.
Right? Yeah. That's weird how that works. Movie magic.
Don't worry about Johnny. It's just being a big baby.
Why is there an echo?
Yeah.
Did he have a boom mic set up
You're
in another
room? You're the sparkle of my life.
I thought they were only together for 5.
Yeah, exactly. Now it's 7.
Tom, you know what? Wiseau does not age the way we do. Okay?
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
You saw him in that interview just this year.
That's true.
Not
he
age.
Doesn't acknowledge it's his correct
of,
age.
It's sort of like a dog year thing.
That's why he didn't understand dog years.
Yeah.
Hi, doggy. Like, I did not think you were real. Only I aged 7 years in 1. Oh. Why don't you just leave so I can fuck your dress?
Oh, yes.
I forgot about that. Oh, my
just
God.
Just wait, kids. It gets better.
You can't even buy those anymore. No, like, he should not have done that.
Yeah.
That is a really terrible feeling, I imagine he's feeling.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, his life kind of sucks right now.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
Drive him to do some pretty strange things.
Stranger
not,
things?
Not enough. Not this.
Get out of my life! He's got, like, punch a pillow here. This is the unhinging of a man here.
Yeah.
Okay, now what you think is he was just bitten by a radioactive spider.
Right.
And he's turning into a superhero right now. His body's going through changes.
Oh.
He doesn't know how to comprehend. He's flashing back to his one sex scene that he got to have with her.
I think he shed his first tear, too.
Yeah, he's got a tear. A fake fruit. He hates it. And he's just destroying everything. Oh, and the TV.
No.
Oh, you bitch. Wow.
That's a heavy TV,
it was
too.
Hollowed out.
Oh, look at that.
You bitch TV.
Screw the whole world, I don't need them.
Socks.
Screw this drawer.
I hate socks. I did not wear those socks. I did not. And now the bedding.
Yeah.
Because it's tainted.
It's
because
so vile.
It has her belly button.
Jizz.
Uh-oh. 7 years bad luck right here. Oh. That's his whole relationship.
Yeah.
Another
probably
7 years.
Broke a mirror before they started.
What do you do when you this is rock bottom? When you're at your rock bottom, hopefully there's gonna be a nice soft.
When I'm in my rock bottom,
silky dress.
I find a dress that Tori wore and I jerk off on it. Hello.
To sniff and
oh, geez.
And remember.
So you need to make sure you have a selection.
So we need to buy him some more dresses, by the way.
And here's the thing, he still has his pants on. It's not even being rubbed on skin. No skin on skin contact.
He's
just
ripping it apart and dry humping it.
Yeah, well, that didn't last long. And now he's gonna go for. Well, he had to shut the box and then open it.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. Time
this
to.
This is honestly, this seems like the best acting he does in the whole movie.
Put the gun in your mouth.
Oh.
And the gun goes back in the box? Oh, nope.
Almost perfectly.
Almost. The end. No.
Not a lot of blood.
No. It's like Fight Club.
Yeah.
Is he dead?
Well?
Can we fuck on his corpse?
What do you think?
What did he do to
he's napping.
What did he do to my dress?
That is very bright red blood.
Well, he's foreign.
You're an idiot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you should have thought about this, Lisa. This is your fault.
Yeah, you're a bad person.
Is he sniffing him?
No, he's trying to kiss him goodbye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On his,
as you'll do.
His weirdly shaped head.
I love the scent of a freshly dead body.
I can still smell the gunpowder. Oh, hi, Mark.
I fooled you.
No, you're never gonna get it.
Mark is an angsty bitch, man.
He is.
Yeah, he's emo before you're emo.
I love you.
No, you don't. You just love my doggy style. This is her house.
Yo, homie. Yeah.
Moral of the story, kids.
Oh, now it's Danny.
Crap, it's Danny.
Oh, no.
Crap. Now Denny's gonna try kissing her because she's available.
Yeah.
No, he's right there. Like
he's in the same old place. That's a promise.
You can take that to the bank.
The writing.
Yeah. You can put that in your pocket and smoke it. We were going to play football. It is your birthday.
Who's going to pay my tuition?
Yeah. And by tuition, I mean drugs. All right, seriously though, guys, can we have a three-way now?
On Johnny's dead body?
Who called the cops? I did not.
I did not.
Now there's more blood, like, behind it.
Oh, okay, I see.
What happened? Well,
I heard a shot.
Do you have an hour and a half?
Smell smoke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very strong sense of smell.
He shit his pants.
Call 911, but the sirens are already there.
Yep.
I think that's a movie trick, babe.
It is.
One of those fangled things.
All right. Fade to black.
It's just a winner.
Fade to black.
It's the end of the movie.
And that's the end.
That's it.
The gloriousness.
So, while we're wrapping this up, like I said, the three of us knew what to expect. Brianna, thoughts?
Let's kick it to you.
Guys, I don't think I should be... It's really hard to understand. Like, there were so many things that kept me interested. I think that's the reason why it's probably come back as a, like, classic, is, like, there are so many things left unanswered.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah. Like
so much.
Like, is Tommy really
like how did this many people work on this movie?
Yeah.
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 Bill Bentcock. That's fake. That's not a real name.
I cannot wait to see the Disaster Artist.
I think I'll be more interested in that. Yeah. I think that my answer.
So you're gonna go to the movies and see that with me?
Won't ever see this again.
Sunday morning.
Do it.
We can go see the Disaster Artist.
Sunday morning, I think that could work.
Yeah, okay.
We could go on a date.
That's awesome.
Works for me.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, thank you, Chip Potter, Paul Roman, Barbara.
I want to thank
Barbara Mandrell.
Kitra Williams.
Oh, here's the songs. You're my rose.
Kitra Williams, "Baby, You and Me" is a duet.
Kitra Williams.
She's all over this.
A recurring.
Yeah.
All songs and Wayman Davis. By Kitra Williams. Wow.
I wonder if they're still together.
All vocals, Kitra Williams.
Wow.
This, Kitra.
Violin played by Giovanna. Just one name.
Well, you guys, I would like to thank you for. I like how the words on the credits are disappearing as they scroll up the screen there. Thanks for bringing this over so we could watch it. I used to own this movie, and then once it started really, really catching on, it was going for a ridiculous amount of money on Amazon, and I sold my copy for much more than I paid for it because I was like, really, how many times am I going to watch this? And I thought the over-under of that was, I'd rather have the $50. Yeah.
$50?
There was a time...
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. Where, this costs us 11.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I can now buy another copy.
You could buy 5 copies.
And give them for Christmas?
Yeah. No. No.
No.
Everybody needs 5
for New Year's?
No. You need 5.
Oh, I thought you were saying because it's January now.
You have to keep 5.
All right. Well, I promised you guys that we would include a little special treat at the end. But first, I want to wrap up things. Thank you, Kyle, Tori, for coming over and watching this with us, sharing some beers and just laughing a lot. And it's a good time. So I encourage you guys to watch The Room if you haven't seen it. And then go see The Disaster Artist. And it's based on a book that was written all about the making of this movie.
By Greg, who plays
Mark. By Mark.
Yeah, which... Honestly, after I see the movie, if the movie intrigues me enough, I probably will read the book too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So,
and then you'll see Star Wars too.
Yeah, I already saw that though. So yeah. Well, before we kick it to Super Deluxe with their "The Room is a Prince" song, this is the voice saying, "You don't have to be drunk to enjoy these movies, but it doesn't hurt." We'll see you next week.
Something for you, I do anything for my girl. I'm tired, I'm wasted, I love you, darling, but I don't have a friend in the world. Whatever, I don't care, anyway, I wish your sex life go out. I'm disappointed. Why did you do this? You know better, right?
not true, it's bullshit. I did not hit it, I did not. I don't know what to do. I treat you like a princess, and you stab me in the back. Who are you talking to? I wanna give a second chance after I see my future wife. You know what they say, love is blind. I have an announcement to make. I'm fed up with this world. Get out, get out of my life. You are tearing me apart, Lisa. And I am the fool. Oh, I'm Mark. How could you love her? You are tearing me apart, Lisa. A better place to live. You love someone deep inside your heart. There's nothing wrong with it. People don't have to say it, they can feel it. You are tearing me apart, Lisa. And I